Remember the necessary stage of the enlightened, benevolent leadership that we would call by choice of other words if the atmosphere had graduated to understand it. Don't trust your own intuitions about why we're here or where you might do work elsewhere to a greater advantage. Believe me, the best place for you all to be is here. I can say that without the slightest hesitation, for we are in limbo not to be wasted, but to be spent at the most opportune time. It's encouraging indeed to my heart, after struggling all these years to magnify nothing but truth, for the word is certainly made flesh by my administration. The word is intelligence or God or mind. And that word has been made flesh so clearly that anyone but someone of a lower level intelligence would be able to comprehend it. By all the Bibles of history, we are doing what the Word was to do, the intelligence of the universe was to do. We are quick and powerful, that is revolutionary. We're sharper than a two-edged sword, that I am. As we cut away the bone from the marrow that wasn't properly healing, time and again, this past weekend, healed every known disease, saw the cripples run, but more so the cripples of mind healed. It was glorious to see someone born blind given complete healing. That's wonderful. But what's so more wonderful to me yet is to listen to my sister to the right from Fresno say that last July 4th she was praying to the unknown God. But now she has found the truth. The truth that God, good, socialism, has been made flesh, has been made practical, and now dwells forever amongst us. No longer can it be eradicated from the minds of men, for the spirit of the truth of this great ideal has been made real and dwells amongst us. It's wonderful to hear these remarkable testimonies, as the young woman Sunday who was made ever withhold because of the faith in me is the right idea. We know what the right idea is. Some say Christ. Some say God. We know God and Christ to be only socialism. So we know that that idea, socialism, caused that beautiful young black woman to be freed in a morgue this last week. You saw her brought up to the altar. And because socialism has been embodied and sits amongst us, because the power of truth has been unveiled, she visualized that spirit, that revolutionary spirit that some call Christ and we call revolutionary socialism. She visualized that spirit, walked into the morgue, touched that picture to the body of her dead daughter that had left the spirit realm, left the body, had departed from the physical realm, and had gone back into the realm of the unknown. But that spirit of socialism, so real and so vivid, touched her, and she got up off that slab, walked out of there, made ever with hope. Such a revolution has never taken place. Such a revolution that permits us to see everyone that tries to die, to live, even though those would go counter to medical opinion. I've never told anyone to do that. And the sister spoke of not using a pacemaker when it was recommended. And I'm all for taking everything that's recommended because socialism creates everything that's good. But in spite of the fact that she went out of the hospital and then came to the auditorium of my hospital, she passed away, you heard her testify, but I did not get excited because socialism is going to win. I know that socialism has to win. I know that God, Christ, socialism will win. And so I walked down to her. She was choking on her own phlegm, unable to breathe. the sister with her hand up there back there. But because of this idea, this remarkable idea, she sprang forth with new health and had no more pain and gave us such a blessing tonight, telling us that her eyes are no longer in the sky, but she has found her God and He is real, real, real. It's good to know that when we searched all the heavens and searched all the books, the slave books that held us down, and we found no release, then when we heard that practical Indian Christ socialism made flesh, so practical amongst us, it's delivered us out of every condition. Anything the old religionists could testify to, we testify to in every meeting. We hear it 100-fold times more than all they that testify of what the old religion did. Whether you want to be speculative or creative, it's just beautiful to know that we can out-testify anyone. In 1 week, we have more miracles than all the old church was ever able to produce in 1,000 days or 1,000 weeks. But more than that, I'm so glad we can produce the miracles, because man is he's incredulous about his superstitions. They stick with him. No matter the fact that the universe is 2 out of 3 babies are going to bed hungry. No matter that the world is torn and in strife by the flags created by religion. No matter that religion has caused slavery, has caused every injustice that you can think of, that religion has created all the pain, man is still hopelessly religious. So it is good that I, who am not religious at all, can do more than all the religions put together. That I'm able to break every disease that religion said they could break but have never broken. Never in your eyes have you seen religion cause someone that was born blind healed, or 18 years blind, or cause people to spit up cancers in the aisles, or run away from their wheelchairs, or the cataracts to drop off their eyes as they did 4 times. I, the most unreligious person of all, the atheist of all atheists, I, the socialist Christ, has come forth and brought more into your recognition than all the religions put together. For I believe in nothing but this spirit that is within me. The spirit of this marvelous revolution that's transforming the world. That's causing the kingdoms of this world to become the kingdoms of God. Socialism, the reality of all that's worthwhile. Yes, I am the one that healeth all diseases, cause you to prosper and be in good health. There's no use to speculate about it. Of the people, there were none to help. When I started this mission, no sky god came to my assistance. No one enabled me to feed you or to clothe the children or to give all the ministrations of justice that have been done today, from ministering to the slightest little animal on the side of the hill and all the little things that have been brought to us today, and the needs of people that have been met, even to every room detail worked out of fans and vitamins and medicines today. All those things, nothing ever helped me. Nothing would help me until socialism was embodied, and I embodied it and made it real. And that's what I want you to do. There's nothing out there to help you. The calm that eradicates all problems is within. There is nothing out there in the sky but the nothingness of the eons of space, where light years and light years and light years, 3 billion light years, would not enable you to find the elusive heaven. I'm not interested in meeting the sky god who made this world when it's suffering. 2 out of 3 of its babies are going to bed hungry, and supposedly made a devil who caused all this. I'm not interested in meeting a sky god, because I have met my savior, socialism. I have met my salvation. I did not make your condition, but I lifted you out of your condition. I freed you from your servitude. I freed you from racism. I freed you from economic servitude. I freed you from capitalism. They that are born not of the will of man, nor of the flesh, capitalism, but born of the incorruptible seed, God, good, socialism, freedom, equality, those that are born of that spirit. I'm not interested in meeting anyone out there. If he exists or doesn't exist, it's no relevance to me whatsoever, because the world that is his design is in misery. But my world tonight, I can report,
is as much possible a paradise as any being can make it in this limited plane of existence. I claim nothing but to be Jim Jones, but I claim more power than your Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I claim more power than all your churches. I claim more power. Not only do I claim it, but I demonstrate it every second of the day. I demonstrate more power than all your religions. I, the Indian, the rugged little old nigger Indian, Jim Jones, have more power than all your religions put together. Your religions can only bury you. Your religions can only enslave you. You've never seen religion raise anybody that was dead. Yet since 1959, I have been raising everyone that is dead. No one has died that's in this covenant. Only those that took themselves out of this covenant and everyone that's come in, strange to my ideas, still worshiping the sky god. Then I worship only the spirit that is within. When I don't worship any spirit, I just demonstrate spirit. I demonstrate the reality of spirit, truth, socialism. I have no time to worship or to pray. I know no such language. I'm a worker. I'm a diligent worker. He said, faith without works is dead. So good to know this spirit. So good to know that all the religions in the world, from the Catholic Pope to the Jewish potentates, to every episcopacy of the Protestant world, to every divine healer, has never been able to raise everybody that's died in their place. But I, Jim Jones, can raise any dead, because socialism is an eradicator. It is a deliverer. It's an emancipator of all problems. It is a solution solver, a heart regulator, a mind adjuster, a body savior, a soul savior, a heart cleanser. It's a salvation fixer. I'm glad that my socialism, this brand of revolutionary socialism, is saving the minds of men. I thank you.
With him all night, and they called the place Peniel because he met God face to face. Solomon said, I saw God and his hair was as black as a raven. Isaiah said, 7:20, after that day God will shave with a razor. I want to tell you, I shave morning and night with a razor. Moses saw God.
Listen.
Ahab saw God. Manoah and his wife saw God. Elihu saw God. Nebuchadnezzar saw God. And blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
Yes. Those that are free of racism, those that are free of capitalism, those that are free of strife, they will see God. You are seeing God. If I couldn't take a body, then I'd be weaker than you. I've taken a body with all that's good and all that's loving. Listen to what she says. If I couldn't have a body, then I'd be weaker than you, but I have a body. The word is sharper than a two-edged sword. So how did you become God? I graduated. Said there's 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. Listen to what she has to say. It'll save you of a cancerous death. Keep this call. There's 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. You understand what that means? 30%, Brother Block, 60%, and 100%. If it's 100% in me, then it's all God. And I'm 100% pure. I'm not diluted, 100% refined. The seeds didn't fall among stony ground with me and get choked with fears of persecutions. Didn't get in thorns because of love of riches, because I don't love anything but the people. So I'm 100% God.
I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. I have let this mind be in me, which was in Christ. That means God is in this body, and in this body, nothing else dwells. I said, I am the body of God. Socialism. If you know that, you don't need to know anything else. Freedom. You believe in that? That's all that matters. You got it. You don't need any difference. As long as they got freedom, they don't have to get me. But until they get freedom, they got to get me. Freedom! God! 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 I've been saying it for 50 years nearly. God in this body. And I was here when the morning stars sang together. And I was there when Galilee was put into motion. Oh yes. I walked the sands of Galilee. And I'm going to keep on walking whether people want me to walk or not. I shall be here to the end of the world. Heaven and earth will pass away, but I shall not pass away. Because my spirit endured forever. Spirit. Cancer on the breast. Put this on. Put that on. God takes care of God. It's all right. That's just, she's just slain under the power. Took care of the cancer. Just let her lay down. That's often happens when I touch somebody. I never made it so clear, but I'm making it clear tonight. No mystery. I'm opening up the channels to tell you that this is the body of God. Don't be sick because you deserve not God's body. Keep on coming till you discern God's body. Many are sick because you don't discern God's body. Did you know that? Many are sick. I'm the body of God. Every time you try to pray from now on, you'll never be able to forget that you've seen me. It's the body of God. No matter what's going on in your mind, keep it there, and you'll be saved of all kinds of trouble. Did you hear me? All kinds of trouble. Just keep it there. Keep it in your mind. Try every other spirit. Pray all you want to the sky. Then call on Jim Jones. Call on Jim Jones. And he'll be there. Oh, yes, he's God, and God don't ever change. Bless you.
And Jim Jones, this is a Bible that God don't body God. God don't never change. God is God. And Jim Jones, this is a God is God.
If it isn't a matter if. If you know I'm God, you will be healed. If you know. You have to know that. But you don't have to know it all the way. You're not going to die. Don't believe you're going to die. I love you enough that no matter what you believe, I've got enough faith to take you through. No matter what they said you that you've got an incurable disease, don't believe that. Keep my sayings and you live.
Hear what he said. That's true.
People have been dying all around me till I came along.
That's right.
All around this room they've been dying till I came along. And no one's died now.
That's right. Yeah.
So even though you don't believe, just try my spirit. Keep coming. Keep coming. Just keep coming. If you don't believe I'm God, you trust God, you keep trusting him and you'll die. Trust me and you live. Because he doesn't exist. I live. I say you will be dead before the summer comes again if you don't look away from the skies. You're sick because you discern not God's body. That's why your spine is in difficulty. You're looking up to the sky. The sky is everywhere and is nowhere. You can travel up through the heavens at 186,000 miles a second, as fast as light, and travel for 3 billion years, and you'll still get out there and won't find anything. I'm saying, don't you look up in the sky, you'll be dead. But look down here and you won't. God said, "Lo, I'm with you always, never leave you." If you don't believe I'm God, I can't help you. But if you see God in me, I can help you. She was dying. This is a registered nurse in charge of the hospital. Well, just a little, I'll tell you what. See the Bible. See, it's full of errors. When you see that, then you'll be able to see God where he is more right. Spirit, spirit, spirit. Keep getting the teachings. The teachings set you free. I haven't even begun to tell you all the good teachings. Eyes, too. Put that on. Rub your eyes. Spirit. Take one. That's all right. Take two of them. Here's a brother that was dying.
That's right.
See this brother? Didn't have control over his mind. His blood was so destroyed by diabetes. But I called him out. And I said, you live. And they said, you're going to die. And the doctor said, it's a miracle, isn't it? He thinks just like a young man. Now, that's been a long time ago. Spirit, Sister Jackson, yes. Yes, you may have one. Spirit, spirit, spirit. God is God. That's a mistake. He made a mistake saying, God bless me. How can God bless himself? How God can bless himself? God just lays down his life for his friends. God just lays down his life for his friends. You want to get up and walk? You can get up and walk if you trust. Just get up and walk and trust. Just get up and walk and trust. Just get up and walk and trust.
God is God, I know that. Jim Jones is his name.
Yeah.
God Almighty is God. God knows everything.
Folks!
One thing to be a follower of mine, you have to be honest, straight, upright, pure, and don't use tobacco or alcohol. No alcohol. No alcohol, none. That's killing you. It's eating your liver up. That's what your trouble is. That's what's killing you. But I'm God, and I can tell you what's killing you. They vacated the place now because they don't want to face it as God. But that's who it is. God. 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 The same God. The more you see God in me, the more I'll reproduce God in you. Keep on believing it. Go back to those old churches and you'll die. But see God and you'll live. You'll live. You'll be blessed and be in good health. And you'll have a home when you need a home. You'll have freedom when you need freedom. When your children get in trouble, there'll be somebody that'll fight for them in the courts. Because I'm real. No longer. No longer a vision.
Amen.
No longer a dream, but it's real. I took on a body for my blessed people so that they'd have the greatest hope on the earth. I came to my own, the poor, the brown, the black. None other but God. That's why I didn't come to the whites, because they're rich and in need of nothing, increased of goods. But God took himself a body to come to his own, the chosen, the black, the ebony, and those whites that would become black. Spirit. Spirit, spirit, spirit. It's all true. Just try it. You're no longer a vision, no longer a dream, but you are real, real, real. I know you're real. I've answered our prayer for the kingdom to come on earth among men and your will to be done. Your deity cannot be denied, for you are socialism personified. You're no longer a vision, no longer a dream.
Sing it, I'm coming up the mile.
No longer a vision, no longer a dream, but you are real. Real, I know you're real. You have answered our prayer for the kingdom to come. Keep
on
the teachings and you'll get it. Keep coming. Your deity cannot be denied, for you are perfection, personified. No longer a vision, no longer a dream, you're real, real, real. No longer a vision, no longer a dream, you're real.
I know you're real. You have answered our prayer for a revolution to come on earth among men, and your will to be done. Your deity cannot be denied. Why, you are perfection personified.
You're no longer a vision, no longer a dream, but you're real, real, real.
I know you're real. Some don't know who's here. I'm glad I know. That's what carries you through. I know who's here.
Real.
I know you're real. You have answered
our prayer for the kingdom to come on earth among men, for thy will to be done.
Your deity cannot be denied, for you are perfection. Your faith just saved your life.
You're no longer a vision, no longer a dream. You are real.
I know you're real.
You're no longer a vision, no longer a dream,
but you are real.
Prayer for the kingdom to come on earth among men, for thy will to be done. Your deity cannot be denied, for you are perfection, personified love.
No longer a vision. No longer. Now you become insolent to say you'd rather die than follow me. And that's exactly what will happen to you, because that's offending everything that's good. That's touching the anointed. Don't ever do that. You better repent while you have chance. I don't like to see a young man waste his life. That's what you're doing. You would rather die than follow me that's real, and your book is full of lies, and all the Jesus stories are fakeries. All of them fake. And you stand there and so young. I hate to see you give up your body so young, but I will it to be. Now in the name of Christ's Spirit, of which I am, I bid you peace in the name of freedom. In the name of freedom.
Those
know the Spirit. This is the Spirit. Freedom. 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 If you have that, you have no need of me. But until you get this, then you need me. I shall lead you to freedom, to power, to the people, to overcoming all those conditions that are adverse. For I am he which was and is to come and shall never leave you. And I'm sorry that you would rather die than to follow me, because I'm so good and so kind. Peace.
I'd like each of you to stand and tell what you can do. With no, and they have made an unwise decision, to say the least, if not a despotic decision. A few days ago, an American, its apathy goes right on its way. Now, all newsmen must give their source before grand juries. Any source of news must be revealed, publicized. Do you realize how dangerous that is? Anyone that knows the activities of the mafia, you think they're going to want their name publicly revealed? You think they're going to come out and give the newsmen information about information about the infamous things that go on in our country? You think anyone's going to speak out about injustice if they know their name's going to be in some dossier or in some brochure? Not likely. It's going to intimidate the voice of the people drastically. And the American people have not said a thing. The churches are silent. Of course, the churches are always silent. They don't believe that the government is upon the shoulders of the Christ. He said the government is upon his shoulders. And if you've got Christ in you, the hope of glory, then the government is upon your shoulders. Not upon anybody else's. They're right squarely on your shoulders. And you can't ignore that if you're truly committed to the Christian philosophy. But the church in America has generally escaped this responsibility. Now here we are, one decision after another that has thrown us back, the decision on the schools, decision about separation but equal, bringing that back as a renewed idea, separate but equals justified, watering down these various integration efforts that we won through sweat and blood, and now this last terrible decision by these jurists that they must print their sources. And I venture to say that very few of you, unless you've been enlightened by this courageous spirit that is in our midst, very few of you would risk public censor, particularly public annihilation, which it well may mean if you are mentioned in connection with some evil that's going on in your society.
So people will be silent. Newsmen will be without sources. And newsmen will be hesitant to speak what they do know because they'll have to give all their sources. I've noticed the effect on it in the last few days on the Anderson column. It seems that some of the more spectacular exposés are not there. And I suppose the old Pearson, now Anderson column, is probably the last of the mudrackers that are really willing to get down there and dig out things and ferret out things to show what's happening in our land. So if Mr. Nixon is elected again, or something of his ilk, that means quite likely he'll have the opportunity to appoint three more jurists who are barely breathing today, one of them on a pacemaker, one of them supposedly combating cancer, carcinoma. Thus, what's going to happen with seven jurists like the four we already have? And the Supreme Court is your last hope in America. Your Congress is easily intimidated. It has been proven to be. We were at the Bay of Tonkin. Only one senator withstood the Bay of Tonkin resolution. Now we find that Dr. Ellsberg's revelations in the Pentagon Papers. And we've had documentation from generals that there never was any Bay of Tonkin. There never was an attack at the Bay of Tonkin. Didn't happen. And only one Senator Wayne Morse, resisted that effort. And he's no longer in the halls of the Senate. He's the only one that resisted the Bay of Tonkin resolution. Here all the congressmen in the United States went down the line voting for a war when there wasn't any need for the war. No ship had been attacked. The commander of that vessel that was supposed to have been attacked said, you all heard him if you've got ears to hear. You heard him not more than just a few weeks ago say, we were never fired upon. Well, now that's sad. So it is up to you to participate in all the goals of this church. And no, we're not changing any of our priorities. We will not change them. We are on the front line of helping people in court actions and litigation that fight for civil liberties. We have done it for every freedom fighter, black or white. None of this ministry will be in any way encroached upon. We were in the courts today and won a decision for someone. We seldom lose when we go to win. We have been so much at the heart of the people, their concerns, that when we get together, it seems to even cause attorneys to drop their fees, as they did today in one case. Whether it is to impress us or what, we don't matter. It doesn't matter to us what it is, as long as we get the job of liberation done. But we find in the courts that all together, is there anyone else but People's Temple? There was no other money in the case of the Davis trial except ours. No church participated. No organization participated. And America is apathetic as it can be. We somehow think that someone else's liberty is not any concern to ours. But if it's a communist that's losing their liberty, your liberty is threatened. I may disagree with all of Mrs. Davis's leanings to the old CPU. I may disagree totally with her views, but it was a fact that her freedom of speech was intricately connected with yours. She was black and a young woman, polished, a doctorate, a PhD, and she was discriminated against on every hand in the school. Every professor, the Association of Professors of the United States voted unanimously that she was being discriminated against. Every department head said she'd been harassed unduly. She was threatened. Her life was threatened every day of the world. And so finally they cook up some kind of a deal where she's not even present and charge her with murder and conspiracy because her gun is supposed to be stolen by someone if she did get a gun, which is still a matter never been really resolved. But her gun was stolen and supposed to have committed an act of crime, and thus she was charged with murder in the first degree and conspiracy and a whole lot of other things. and kept in a jail for 1.5 years, incommunicado. And then she couldn't get a jury of her peers. They did everything they could to keep blacks off the jury and succeeded. No representation of people of her peers, people that knew her feelings or would come from her background, which this country guarantees you a trial. If you're tried, you're supposed to be tried by people that understand you, that come from the same walk of life, that come from your racial or ancestral background. If you're an Irishman, you've got to have someone, or you're a mill worker, you've got to have someone that comes from that kind of background to understand where you are. She was denied all this, and yet the facts spoke so loudly that Miss Davis's case was dropped. She was acquitted of all charges, just as I prophesied if we'd work. Just as I prophesied if we would get together. But somehow, a great number of Americans thought, like Dr. Niemöller, the great evangelist and preacher in Hitler Germany, that Miss Davis is a communist, and not being a communist, I don't have to be concerned about her. Well, if you remember Niemöller in Germany, he said, when they came after the communists, he said, well, I wasn't a communist, I was a Christian. I was rather glad that Hitler got rid of the communists. Said, when they came after the Jews, I didn't take too much concern about that, being that the Jews had crucified Jesus. So he said, I was rather glad that they were getting back something that they had coming to them. Said, they came after the trade unions and arrested them. I didn't get too worried about that because I was never involved in unions. I'd always had it rather easy. I'd been provided for by a parish and been fairly well to do. Said, then they come around finally after the Catholics, and I had never really had too much sympathy for the Catholics and the Pope, because of all of the rumors about Catholicism. But he said, finally, when they got around to coming after me, everybody was gone that could protest about me, and there was nobody left to look after me. That's what's going to happen to a lot of Americans. They'll come after the communists if they can. They'll come after the blacks. They'll come after then some other religion, and you'll say, I'm still comfortable. And when they get around to you, there won't be anybody left that loves liberty, and no one will stand up for you. When Dr. Niemöller was finally arrested, nobody even protested. Because all the radical sentiment for democracy and freedom, the freedom lovers were already in jail or dead in concentration camps. You say, oh, this can't happen in America. Title II of the McCarran Act already provided for the concentration camps, and they're already on location. One outside Montgomery, Alabama. One near Phoenix. El Reno, Oklahoma, Allentown, Pennsylvania, Tulare Lake, California, and Mr. Humphrey put the provision of this thing in. We've got them, and they used them against the Japanese. What makes you think they won't use them? Japanese that own properties up and down this country, and they'd been here for 100 years, some of them. But then came a war, and hate began to spread. Some of you never liked the gospel of social concerns. You think Jesus is the Savior of everything except the problems around us. He can save us to heaven. I don't know how you're going to prove that he's a Savior unless he can do something about the problems here and now. I never really figured out how you can know he's a Savior when you say, he saved me for something, and he's never saved you from anything. So saved you for heaven and saved you from hell, and you've never seen heaven and you've never seen hell. How do you know you're saved? The only way you know that Christ is a Savior, and he introduces himself, and you introduce him into the affairs of man, and he cleans up the streets from crime, and he cleans up the nation from racism, violence, and exploitation, and war, then you might be able to say Christ is a Savior. But you can't say he's a Savior until he saves you from something. If he hadn't saved this country from its racism, the most segregated hour on Sunday morning is the church. The most vicious racist institution in America is the church. The most evil war propagator in the world is the church. The most avid proponents of Vietnam has been the church. How do you know Jesus is a Savior? We have come to make him a Savior. We have come to introduce him into the affairs of men and to lift them out of the undesirable conditions, to lift them out of lacks, wants, and limitation, to lift them out of poverty, to lift them out of disease, into health, into freedom, into peace and prosperity. Then we'll be able to say that Jesus is a Savior. He hasn't saved us from anything, then you are foolish people. You're as bad as the ancient that served their various gods and their superstitions about the winds and the moon and the stars. You're just as superstitious and just as credulous if you don't have a living faith that changes conditions around you. Jesus said, "Be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your minds." He said, "These are they that turn the world upside down." He said, the charge against him in the court of the nation that he was being charged by the church and the court of his day, the government of the day took him on and the church took him on, and he was charged, he is a rioter. He is a revolutionary. He stirreth up the people. And in the Greek and Hebrew, that means he is a revolutionary. He went to the cross because he stirred up the people. He went to the cross because he exposed sin. He went to the cross because he drove money changers out of the temple. He went to the cross because he spoke against racism and exploitation. He was a savior, not a myth. So unless you make him a savior today, he would best be suited, I'm sure. I can speak on his behalf. He would best be suited that you shut your mouth. If you don't do anything about the conditions of the world, then shut up. He doesn't want you to help him at all. If you're just going to give mouth service and lip service, Jesus would just as soon, I can assure you, that you kept your mouth shut. Just shut your mouth. That's what he'd prefer if you can't do anything about the conditions around you. Because he said the government is upon the shoulders of Christ. And now the mystery that has long since been withheld and now revealed in this age, Christ in you, the mystery, the hope of glory. So the government is no longer on the shoulders of the Nazarene. The government's on your shoulders. Every time you go to the polls, or every time injustice reigns in your community, that you don't do something about it, you have betrayed Jesus Christ. If you can't make him savior over the affairs around you, he won't count you worthy to be saved for any future dimension. I can assure you. You'll stay in hell because you'll never be anything but hell unless you learn to give your life. He said, "No greater love hath any man than to lay down his life for his brethren, for his friends, for his enemies." I did not mean to express myself because I preached for 3 hours last night, but I always see some people who talk much about Jesus, and all Jesus is a toe ache healer. All he is a stomach ache healer. We're grateful for all these miracles here. Last night, cancer was spit up before our eyes in our government meeting. Woman handicapped for 4 years from an accident, rigidly paralyzed, was healed. We're grateful for those miracles. Every meeting, we had 3 miracles here that we were inspired by in the first part of this meeting. It's wonderful to see the lame walk and the blind to see. It's marvelous to see people who are crippled, as we saw them Sunday, just fitting up growths everywhere and leaving their crutches and running like the woman who had been crippled for 27 years. This is marvelous, but I tell you what we need badly is a healing for these crippled minds. We've got a lot of crippled heads. If we get our crippled heads healed, then we'd have a crippled nation healed. It wouldn't be people like this that we had to heal the woman because of improper surgery 6 times. Surgeries right now, 1 out of 5, according to Time magazine, that are not necessary. 1 out of 5, and 1 out of 8, in which there is poor surgical procedure and something's left undone, or something's cut out that should not be cut out. Like the woman they sent on the trip, if I hadn't intervened, she went to the big general hospital and said, "You're fine, you're in good condition, just take on a trip." She was so hopeless or diabetic that her legs were eaten up. The doctor didn't want to be bothered with her, just sent her on the road. Her legs were lifeless. Now, if you and I'd get together and quit getting our eyes up into heaven in the sky, where Jesus said the kingdom of heaven's on earth, not up there in the sky. He said it's on earth. He said today is the day of salvation. And said that you're an ostrich-like faith if you look for Jesus up in the sky or look for him down beneath the earth. Paul said the righteousness which is of faith doth not say who will look up into heaven and bring him down, rapture him out of the skies, or who will descend into the deep and bring him up from the dead, or who'll find him someplace in the tomb and let him go. But it says the word that is righteous, the faith that is righteous, saith on this wise, that the word of God or God is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. God is in you, in other words. And if you don't let God come out of you, there'll be no hope for mankind. That's where Christ is going to have to come forth, in you. And if Christ would come forth in us, If we would exercise what Jesus did when he saw injustice, when he saw capitalism taking over the church and betraying the people, he didn't just give them words or prayers. He didn't get down with a little old humble prayer. He got him a whip, put it on their backside, upset their tables, and drove them out. I don't care. Roman law put them there. Church law sanctioned them to be there. But it didn't make anything to Jesus. The conscience of his own spirit, the Christ spirit, said they got to go, and he ran them out, and he didn't pray them out. He ran them all the way out. Now, we wouldn't have to heal so many people if we'd get together and establish an apostolic church as it was on the day of Pentecost and bring ourselves together in one mind and aim and purpose, unify ourselves, sell our possessions, and quit worshiping materialism and begin to be concerned about our brother, be our brother's keeper. We could eradicate crime and eradicate disease. We could stop all the tendencies that cause so many of the problems that we have to heal later on. The toe aches and the headaches and the back aches that come because we're burdened down with unfairness. The church is a revolutionary movement. And if we don't live up to our name, then you take the name of God in vain. You take the name in Jesus in vain every time you say, I love Jesus, and all you can say about him. I've heard some of this penny ante stuff around here tonight. Jesus healed this and Jesus healed that, and Jesus to give me power to pray for someone and they got delivered of some pain or something. That's all silly stuff. If that's all Jesus has done for you, be still. Be still. Let your light so shine that men will see your good works and glorify your Father. You haven't got anything to show in your life? No use for you to talk about it. Somebody trying to prove here tonight what they've done. You don't ever prove. I never try to prove what I've done. I let somebody else speak for me. If there's nobody else to speak for me, I keep silent. Because if you can't find someone to testify for what you've done, and you've got to work it up, honey, you're not getting very much done. You might as well be still. You don't have to prove anything to me. You're welcome here if you're a vagabond without a gift, or if you have a great priceless gift. Doesn't matter to me what you come with, what your abilities, because we're all one in the Spirit, all one in Christ. But as I heard some giving mention of their own value and their own authority and having the authority that I have. If you've got the authority that I have, then you'll show it. You will build the same programs that I'm doing. You will have emancipated the 160 or so that I've set free from the prisons. You will have raised 31 from the dead that we have seen this early part of 1972. If you have my spirit in me, if you have the same spirit in me that in you that is in me, if you have that same unfoldment of the hundredfold degree of consciousness of God, good, if you have that same expression, you won't have to tell the world about it. It'll tell about it for itself. You'll amalgamate the races. You'll adopt 8 children as I've adopted them. Your home will be filled with every little animal and every little bird that's now being mended back to health. I've got everything you want. I've got Noah's Ark down there. If you are doing the work that I'm doing, it'll speak for yourself. It'll speak of its own merit. You'll have to tell nobody about it because somebody will see it. So if you've got my spirit, don't say that you've got my spirit until you're doing this work. And I want you to do this work, and I want you to do a greater work that I'm doing. I want you to take a picture of the Christ in me and reproduce a greater picture in you. But until you reproduce the same picture, and that is 4 senior citizen homes, an orphanage that's clothed 200 children and put shoes on them, a children's home of 40 acres, 4 college dormitories and 61 young people, 128 that were sick with drugs that are now converted and born again, 2 convalescent sanatoriums, and political prisoners that have been set free up and down this nation. Until you're doing that, keep your mouth shut and let the Spirit come forth. Let the Spirit speak forth. I'm so glad.